We have to have now some housekeeping as we are being hosted by the Green Groups in the European Parliament, and our very good friend Ernst will tell us all we should know, and you can ask him afterwards as well, about what will happen during the 2 days. Thank you. Yeah.
I wanted to say hello, and I'm very happy that this morning there are so many friends here, which, I mean, most of you have been here before. Many of you, like me, have been in the business of nuclear disarmament long before there was even a dream of an advisory opinion on the legality of nuclear weapons, all during the process that advisory opinion came into being. There have been now and then conferences also here in this parliament, and most of you have attended some of this conference. And today we are here and we celebrate its 10-year anniversary. It's actually a rather unbelievable fact if you think about it. How far are we at the moment? Sitting here in the European Parliament, I realize that some months ago, this European Parliament, actually on our initiative, that's on the initiative of the Greens, but supported, I think, by the other groups, for the first time adopted officially some language on the International Court and on the advisory opinion, supporting the advisory opinion and saying that some of this should be integrated into two things, that is the European Security Strategy and the European Strategy on Weapons of Mass Destruction. So some of this illegality issue should become officially part of the official policy at the highest level. Now, this is the good news. The bad news is, of course, that it's only the first time, and only a few months ago, that this parliament has actually recognized the advisory opinion. And of course, at the level of the policy makers, where the council is, where the ministers are, so far nothing has moved at all, as far as I'm aware of. And if we talk with our colleagues in the NATO, we see there is nothing moving at all. We are talking with NATO about the nuclear deterrence, and they prefer so far to totally ignore this advisory opinion. So that means that where we are now is that this advisory opinion so far is something obtained by judges, lawyers, and the peace academic community, the peace activist and academic community of this planet. But that is still an enormous step towards a political community. And for that reason, I was particularly proud to have you all back here in the House, because after all, this is a political community. I apologize, the deputies are not here. Tomorrow, Caroline Lucas and Gisela Kallebach will be here. These are the deputies of my group. They said they will be here. But this is a political community. We have our dialogues with the European Council, with Mr. Solana, with the ministers. and we should be able to bridge the gap. And to do so, we all need to do this together. So I'm particularly proud that you're all back here this morning, and I hope that we have an inspiring conference and that a lot of business comes out of this. And everything will be recorded if we get it done. And I understand that a report will be made, and that report will be distributed to all the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee in this Parliament. That's the committee I'm working for. This is already one of my commitments. And I stop here, and I give the floor to the real speakers.
Thank you very much. And so remember, if you have any of these practical questions, you can always ask him.
Thanks.